Some additional keyboard shortcuts. Earlier on in this audiobook, we discussed the raft of accessibility keyboard shortcuts that are available for Zoom Cloud Meetings on Windows and Mac. Let's take a look at a few more of them while we're in a chat. Pressing Alt-C toggles cloud recording on and off.
Alert, you will receive an email when cloud recording is available.
So I pressed Alt-C. Remember that I have cloud recording enabled by default. So when I pressed Alt-C, it disabled cloud recording. I can also begin a local recording by pressing Alt with R. And I don't get any feedback that recording has started. Let's check the status line by pressing Jaws key with page down on the number pad.
Mute start video, invite manage participants, share screen chat, pause/stop recording, closed caption.
And so if you listen carefully there, you see that there's pause/stop recording. So that indicates that recording is in fact taking place. I'll press Alt-R again.
Alert. The recorded file will be converted to MP4 when the meeting ends.
As we mentioned earlier, if I press Alt-U.
Participants 1.
I now have my list of participants, and I can press the Tab key.
Participant list box.
And then when we do have a list of participants here, we can mute them, we can perform various actions. With the participant list open, if I want to get back to my main screen for my meeting, I can press F6.
Zoom meeting ID.
And when I press F6, it will cycle through any windows that have popped up.
Participant list box. Zoom.
So currently I have the participant list open and I have the Zoom main meeting window open. I'm going to open yet another window. And to do that, I'm going to press Alt-H. In this instance, it doesn't invoke help. It does this.
Zoom group chat.
We're in Zoom group chat. This is accessible and it allows you to send messages by chat to the group and the group can reply to you. This can be useful if you're conducting a meeting where participants are muted. Maybe you're giving a presentation. You don't want to be distracted by people asking questions, but you do want to be able to deal with questions as you're able. You can have people write a chat message in here and check it when you have the opportunity to do so. Also, if you have everybody muted and you would like participants to be able to signal that they'd like to talk, as we've mentioned previously, you can press Alt-Y, which raises your hand. And all this is accessible in the iOS client as well. So with the chat panel now active, if I perform a say line,
type message here.
If I shift tab, there are some other controls pertaining to the chat, so I'll press shift tab.
More button dropdown.
And there's a dropdown here.
Context menu, host only, everyone.
This governs who is able to chat, and it could be the host. So you could make it host only, and then you can send links or other items of information in the chat window for participants. Or you can make the chat available to everyone, in which case they can ask questions and type to one another. I'll press Escape.
T.
And now I'm going to press Shift Tab again.
2. Everyone button drop down. E.
And we can choose who the chat is going to. Currently, everyone is the only option because I'm the only one in this chat. But if there were other people here, you could send a message specifically to an individual. If I press the Shift Tab key again.
Chat text list box.
We have a list box which will contain the text of the chat. Currently it's empty, so I'm going to press the Tab key.
2. Everyone button drop. More button drop down. T.
And now I'm in the control where I can type, so I'm going to type hello everyone and welcome to the meeting. And press enter.
Alert. From me to everyone. Hello everyone and welcome to the meeting.
And because this client is using ARIA and it's so accessible, you immediately heard the message that was sent. That also means that if we had a lot of other participants in this chat, you would hear the word alert and then what they have sent. If we want to review though, we'll shift tab.
More button 2. Everyone chat text list box. F. From me to everyone. 3:02 p.m. Hello everyone and welcome to the meeting. F.
There we go. It's spoken and the timestamp is there as well. And it's all very easy to work with. I'll press Shift Tab again to get further away from this list.
Panel Control button dropdown.
Here's an important thing. The Panel Control button, I'll press down arrow.
Close. Pop out.
And there's an option here called Pop Out that you may find quite useful. So I'll press enter on that.
Zoom group chat. T. Zoom group chat.
Now it's popped out. And that means that I can press F6 to cycle through the options that are currently available.
Zoom meeting ID.
So there's the main meeting screen.
Participant list box.
There's my participants list that we brought up earlier by pressing Alt with U.
T.
And now we are in the chat window.
From me to everyone.
Yep, there it is. So we can press F6 to quickly get to where we need to be simply by choosing that option to pop out the chat panel. It makes it much easier to quickly get to it when you don't have to tab all over the place to find it. Another easy way to get back there if you'd rather not pop out the chat panel is to close it with Alt-H and open it again.